Roland, look at that audience out there. I love it.
I'd like to call to order the West Lafayette Community School Corporation regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees Monday, March 4th, 2019, at 6:30 p.m. First item of business is approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I think Melissa got me.
Motion by Mrs. Witt, second by Mrs. Prochnow. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion carries. Next item is approval of the minutes from the February 4th, 2019 regular board meeting. Is there a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Any additions or corrections to the minutes noted by anybody? No, they looked very good. Thanks, Roberta. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion carries. Any communication from the audience on current agenda?
Let me go.
I forgot the
I need to take my steps anyway.
Sorry.
This is the grand hall. Mary Dell. It's a non, let's see, agenda item.
Non-agenda item? All right, you'll have,
yep.
You'll come later on in the.
Sorry about that. Thanks, Mary Dell.
I didn't want to go first.
All right, so let's move on to new business, academic achievement. I'll turn it over to you, Dr. Killian.
First up, we have some state champions setting out in the audience. It's nice to see all of you here on this cold, blistery Monday night. So I'm going to turn it over to Coach Aaron Smith, and we'll start there to talk about the debate team and their state championship. And over here behind you or in front of you, depending upon your orientation, is the trophy. And Jason, or the debate club president, is also here. And Coach Smith, I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, I want to say thank you, first of all, to the board for ongoing support for the activity. It's been a long time cherished activity, and we've got a really good tradition of excellence. I'm glad to come along behind Bob Deutsch and try to keep things moving in the right direction. A bunch of these people and about 15 others helped me make that happen in January, at the end of the month, when we knocked off, I guess you can call them our arch rivals, the Chesterton. They've, of the last 17 years, they've won 14 of them. We were three of them, but I think good things are coming because we were a really sophomore heavy class. I'll just introduce the group that's with me here tonight. Jason, you mind staying with us? Jason Wang, that's our team president, senior public forum debater. Next to him is Amok Chaubey, Lincoln Douglas debater. Ksenia Lewitsky, she's a public forum debater. Tim Carnahan, also a Lincoln Douglas debater. Hamza Ali and his partner, Ranger Kwong, public forum debaters. Half of those people are sophomores, and again, we had four seniors out of the 23 that graduated, so hopefully we'll come back and do this again. But again, I thank you for your financial support and assistant coaches, letting us leave the building an hour or two early to make competitions like state or districts, and students and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, we want to congratulate you and the team. Great job. Well done. I'm glad you beat Chesterton. Keep up the good work on that. And we're very proud of your efforts and everything that you've done to represent well West Lafayette School Corporation. So, excellent job. Next up, state championship, Herr Stut and our German club. And Randy will introduce his students and tell you a little bit about their competition.
Thank you again for letting us to come in and give you a little bit of background and feedback. I've been here 16 years. I've been really lucky to have a lot of great students. I've had a student who's won the state award, a trip award to Germany and so forth, and these students helped to lead the team that won state. The last time we won the state competition was in 2013. We also have our own rivals that we kind of fight against as well, mostly Carmel. So you can all appreciate that. The event was Staatskongress, or the state convention, about 550 students from all over the state of Indiana, and levels 1 through 4 competed. And we had 18 students, almost all of whom scored some prizes, and these two individuals in particular scored a lot. There are 28 other schools, and I've been participating about 30 years. I've only been involved with two groups that have won the state competition. So the two overall winners that I brought with you, not only are they great students in class and they work very hard, but in particular, Julia Suter placed third overall out of those 550 students, and Daniel placed first. Mm-hmm. So because of that, he became the Fasching's Prince. But I'll let them talk a little bit about the event a little bit, because I know there's something a little unusual.
Well, Stats Congress is, as Herr Stutt has told you guys, it's a statewide German convention. You can learn German there. You can practice German by speaking to other people who are learning German at their schools. And also, we compete in the levels that we are placed in. So German 1 students would compete with German 1 students, German 2 with German 2, and so on and so forth. And it was just a lot of fun. But one thing that was really remarkable for us was that we were able to bring the trophy home to West Lafayette. So I think this was really reflective of how great German education is in Westside, and also just reflective of how great the educational opportunities are at our school and our school community. So I'm really proud and lucky to be part of that.
So I agree with him as well. And the last time that we won this state championship was in 2013. And I'm currently in AP German, so this is my first time winning it. And I might be able to do it again next year if I can go and join in again. But it was a great opportunity, and I'm really blessed to be able to meet new people at this competition and event, because you all meet different people from different schools, and it's just a great environment. And,
And congratulations to our German club, and thanks to you as well for representing well our school district.
You're welcome to leave.
You don't have to stay.
If you would like to leave, you're welcome to leave.
I don't think you're going to debate us on that one.
You should have stayed around and heard the good news about our calendar, but that's all right. You'll get it tomorrow.
You'll hear it tomorrow. Yeah.
I'm assuming good news, but I better not make any assumptions.
It's a pretty safe one.
I don't know. Hard to say.
All right, yes. Moving on to 2020 vision, Dr. Killian.
I wanted to give you all an update with regards to a variety of things that we're working on in our school district as we look ahead to 2020. I heard Willard Daggett again at the superintendent's conference I just attended, and he, I think, said a couple of salient things that I want to express. He talks about school districts that really rise above all other school districts have two things in common. They are future driven and they are student focused. And he said that through all the research that they've done, most school districts that tend to not improve or stay at the same level, which is, I guess, the same thing over the years, they are program driven and they are forward thinking rather than future thinking, future driven. And what he means by that is if we keep just repeating the programs over and over again, without questioning why are we doing it, or is there room for improvement, or if we're focusing on repeating next year what we did this year, he said that's where most school districts get into a rut. Future thinking is where do we want to be 2 or 3 years from now, put a stake in the ground and go for it, and instead of being program focused, being student focused. So with all of that, I wanted to put that within the context of several things. One, we've got updated facilities coming online. We got the Richard Wax Aquatic Center, we got the James R. Guy Education Wing, we got the Bob Kelly Performing Arts Center, we've got the updates and renovations at Cumberland, we've got the new intermediate school. So I think that when we arrive at 2020, we will have these world-class facilities that we can offer more, do more, and be more student-focused and future-driven as opposed to just program-driven. With that said, we're going to have some conversations about things that we can do to improve to be student-focused. So that would include a transportation review and looking at, are there ways that we could do things differently in transportation, thus allowing us to maybe add minutes and add programming to our schools, including adding performing arts to the intermediate school. Can we look at what we're doing across the board K through 12 and talk about, do we need more recess at the elementary level? Talk about homework, talk about junior, senior high school lunch, talk about a variety of things that I think conversations need to be had. Part of that is half-time, full-time kindergarten, looking at the literature that says that full-time kindergarten students have better literacy rates than those that are part-time or half-time. So we're going to have conversations, and I've asked Amber to, in her March 19th meetings, to try to determine need and what kind of interest is there in half-time versus full-time. And part of that is we've had a decrease of half-time requests over the years. So this might be a time where we have that conversation. Plus, when we get into House Bill 1003, it could help us with those calculations as well, and I can explain that later. Also, we're going to have open seats. So maybe it's a time that we start gradually opening up some transfers when we have pockets of capability without impacting classroom sizes, or if we get enough requests, having more than enough revenue to add a teacher. Because the more revenue we can generate, the more it's going to help us with House Bill 1003, and I'll get into that in a minute. So my discussion with WLEA and my discussion with you is, there are lots of things to discuss, and so what I am recommending is a superintendent study committee for the 19-20 school year, where we would have parents, teachers, administrators, school board representatives, non-certified staff. We'd have representation, and we're going to spend the 19-20 school year having those difficult discussions and trying to create some kind of proposal that we can bring back to the board for, here's what we'd like to start doing, and this is where we're going, and this is our future, and this is where we want to arrive in 3 or 4 years from now. So that's my thought. We'd look at school schedules, we'd look at performing arts, we'd look at, as I mentioned before, junior, senior high school lunch, we'd look at a variety of things. I like to discuss homework and the amount of homework. All those things that we've been doing year after year are the better ways to do it. So that's my little spiel, and I'd be happy to entertain questions or comments or suggestions.
How large are you thinking this group would be, and how often would they meet?
Well, the size of it will be dependent upon, of course, interest and good representation across the board. I said today it could be anywhere from 20 to 30 people. Might be more, but I'm hoping not too much more. I think it'll be quite intense first semester of 19-20, probably 2 or 3 times a month over a 4 or 5 month period.
How many board members are you thinking of having on this committee?
Well, no more than 3. But I'd leave that recommendation to the board. I think 2 to 3 would be good, okay, in my opinion.
I'd be interested in that.
What do you have in terms of parents?
I've asked the building principals to give me some names, and we were going to reach out possibly to parent council folks, but okay. I've asked administrators to give me a list of names of parents that they work with who would have an interest in something like that.
I think from that perspective, it would be important to capture parents who are not necessarily the most actively involved. because I think they have a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
There are reasons why they're not actively involved. So I'm not saying everyone needs to be in that camp, but I'd like to see that camp represented.
Sure. I make that request to the building administrators. And if you have names, I mean, feel free. If you have people that you could suggest, we're going to take names and then we'll try to filter it. Filter the best we can on what seems to have the best representation.
That, I guess that's why I was asking, what kind of numbers were you looking for?
Well, I mentioned to the administrators 2 per building.
Okay.
Can it be more? Absolutely. You know, the larger this committee gets, the slower it goes, and
no,
the
I
more.
Get that.
Yeah, so what we're going to try to do is try to keep it nimble if we can. There's going to be a lot to talk about, and it may not happen. We may not get it all done in 1 year, but I could see phase-ins. You know, 2021 we'll do this, 2021-22 we'll do this. But I think we have to have some conversations. And as I mentioned to high school administrators, the sleep study information that we have, it's better for teens to start school later than sooner.
Can't believe the room full of teens left before you said
it. I know.
I got a cheer.
Stand up over. So we have to look at all these things, and we got to lay everything out on the table. My goal is to ensure that we're preparing our students for their future. And as you know, the future changes quite a bit from where we are now to where things might be in the next 3 or 4 years. There are lots of studies about the skills that students need to have ready to go upon graduation. And I can tell you those aren't the skills being measured by the Department of Education in the state of Indiana. So we have to have those discussions, and we have to look at, instead of resting on our laurels, where can we go to improve and be better? Can we keep raising the bar, and where do we want our school district to be in the next 5 years academically?
Okay.
Sounds good.
Sounds good, yes.
Well, it took me 12 years to get here, so.
Well, you're here.
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of other discussions besides this one, and now it's time to have this discussion.
So, board members, think about it, and Rachel has expressed interest. If others of you are interested, let me know tonight, or let Alan know. All right, this will segue right into the legislative update.
Yes, House Bill 1003, if passed, is basically a bill that talks about money going into the classroom, and it's an 85-15% threshold, where state money would be driven to the buildings, and school districts that aren't in that 85-15% threshold. And there's a variety of opinions about what happens. Some have said school districts will have to create an action plan, go down to the state, meet in public, explain why you're not the 85-15, what you're going to do to change. Others have said it's just a matter of you just submit a report and that's all it is. It depends on what the final bill looks like. As usually is said, the devil's in the details. The issue that we face is trying to get to that 85-15% threshold. I do appreciate Mary Dell and WALEA helping us with some conversations with that. And for instance, if you take the referendum out of the calculation, we're at 79-21%. So in order to get to 85%, we either have to raise $6 million on this side, or to get the 21% down to 15%, we have to cut close to $1 million. So if that's the calculation that is used, that's a little scary. Ross has been working with Melissa Ombre at DLGF, and we think the referendum could be counted in that calculation. And Ross, if I missed something, please feel free to correct me. So if that's the case, then we're at about 83%, 17%. So we're only about a 2% difference. So, and I don't know that right off the top of my head, the calculation, the 83 to get us to 85, I would say is probably 1.5 million in that level, or 350,000 decrease on this level to balance that out to 85-15. So one of the conversations I'm having, and I brought this up at WLEA, if we can figure out a way over the next year to do about a $300,000 turnaround of decreasing costs, trying to build revenue, whatever those combinations would be, and trying to help us get to that level. And as I mentioned, even by just doing that, it didn't give any more money to teachers. It just helped us get to the 85-15. But future thinking, that calculation could help that process. But initially, I don't see it helping quite a bit until we can get that balance and figure that out. Ross, did I say about all of that about correctly?
No, you've covered it. I mean, I think our key is when they originally come out, you know, they don't reference. We had to split up the general fund, but you didn't split the referendum. And our referendum dollars are like 95-98% all classroom related. So it makes sense that should be funneled into this formula. So when I recalculated and sent it down to the state, I mean, Melissa said, yeah, that looks reasonable. So, I mean, I think that's the plan we'll follow. And, you know, that's more realistic what we look at on our situation.
So that's one of the reasons we're going to look at every program. For instance, full day kindergarten brings in an additional $45,000 to $60,000. So if we can do things like that and actually help our kids academically, it's a win-win.
This legislation, this bill, has not been run through the Senate. In my understanding, I was at a meeting with the Senator of Education, and he said, I don't know anything about it. I know that they want to, there's uniform opposition to it. And I will say this, ISTA is the big supporter of it, which is fine, but the school corporations that are paying their teachers the highest salaries, all school corporations done referendums.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make any sense. And I was very concerned because I thought the calculation was the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought, well, let's exclude the referendum and we ought to be able to meet 85-15. Mm-hmm. But you're saying it's just the opposite.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there is a lot of opposition. And I sat in a DOE meeting on Friday and it's almost uniform. This is an attempt to deflect not raising teacher salaries by increasing funding. And somehow school corporations must figure out a way how to put more money into the teachers' pockets when there's no more money coming in. You can only, you know, and that's...
Well, they haven't restored what they cut.
That's well, right, absolutely.
Right.
I think there's a good chance the bill could get sidetracked with the Senate, or at least set up a study committee in the summer. That's what that's the way they get those bills.
I'm all right with a study committee as long as I don't have to cut staff. I don't want to cut staff. I want to try to figure out how to do things differently without cutting staff and how we can build up some revenue.
And our senators single-handedly defeated some legislation.
Yes.
Already.
And
he defeated the referendum, and he has become quite an outspoken critic of the legislation that's coming out of the House.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of support locally at the House level.
Right. In Senate Bill 246, thank yous go to Senator Alting for squashing the referendum bill. That was going to require school districts to do referendums in the general election. And in talking with several folks that have helped us in previous referendums, that would have been an uphill battle. So I have a letter, I think, in the file or in your folder to sign for Senator Alting, thanking him for squashing that. House Bill 1641, Charter Schools Matter Bill, that was the one that was going to require school districts to share referendum proceeds with charter schools. And it's my understanding that one has been kiboshed. Randy, do you know any more about that one?
No, but nothing's over
until
it's over.
That's true. Yeah. So hopefully that's going to be over, but be watching on that one because I don't want to share our proceeds with anyone. No offense, but we're the ones that work for it, and it's our community supporting our school district. Why would we give a portion of that to charter schools? And then what's interesting is 1404, if you've not heard about this one, this is the one that we're watching closely, School Accountability Bill, in which standardized testing would not be highly utilized in the evaluation of teachers in the schools at the high schools, but the success of graduates upon graduation and their life and their career. Now, if anyone can tell me how you measure that and track that, I'm the first one to take that plan and I will implement it. So that's what we're watching, and we're hopeful that that gets squashed and we don't have to chase after alumni and figure out are they successful or not. And I don't know what metric you use to determine that.
How do you define success?
The only one I can think of is if you don't have a child living in your basement, you're successful.
I'm not in jail.
Hey, I don't know. Some of those YouTube kids are living in parents' basements, and I think they're doing all right.
Okay, well, maybe that's all right.
It's like you say, tell my kid you can't bank on that one.
Yeah. So those are some updates from legislative information. I just want to make sure you're aware and watching those. And thank you all for the for your contact with our legislators when we reached out to you.
I want to know if any of them talked about a recession coming up and what they're going to do with the consumption tax funding. Our school budgets. Anybody have a conversation like that?
All they care about is the bottom up. That's everything is being measured from the bottom up. They want, because their complaint is that Indiana is not educating enough people to fill the jobs at a skill level. That's it. Everything is being driven by that. That's the primary focus. So a school corporation like ours, and I'll say Zionsville, the donut schools, that's not their issue. For example, they've got all this legislation about vacant school buildings, and they're changing the rules on that. It's all driven by IPS. It has nothing to do with the rest of the state. And that's unfortunate.
Did I see that they have to offer that to a charter organization before they can
you
offer
bet.
It to a market
mm-hmm.
buyer?
Yeah, at a bottom barrel mm-hmm. price.
Well,
too,
50
right?
cents on the dollar.
Yeah.
And it's a Marion County bill. It really is. IPS, it's driven by IPS.
Broad Ripple School would be a nice windfall.
Yeah.
$6 million piece of property, and they would get half of what it's worth. They've got a bill for like the civics test, the civics thing. And I raised the question. I said, wait a second. I don't know what the percentage is. We have non-U.S. citizens attending West Lafayette. Should they be required to take a citizenship test as a precondition to graduate? And I also know, if you've ever seen the test, you'd be surprised how many adults can't pass it. You'd be well-educated. Most lawyers can't pass it. I mean, I don't know how.
My mother and father-in-law waited until they retired to study.
I've read it. It's not an easy test. They ask you some, how many amendments are in the United States Constitution? On the tip of your tongue, isn't it? No, it isn't. People don't know those things.
Is it 26?
Anybody, Mr. Smith, do you know?
27.
You're probably right.
That's why I keep Ron around.
And
he's been helping me pass the civics.
Oh, he's a social studies
teacher.
I was one. I'm a music guy, so I can only count to four.
I'm sure there's a song about that.
Probably.
Somewhere. Or a poem, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what I know at this point.
It was very helpful to receive the updates and the contact information in one email. It was clear and easy to communicate in the middle of a busy day. That is super helpful to get it that way.
Well, I'm going to try to keep that up. And that's ISBA was helping us with that and Superintendents Association.
Yes, I appreciate ISBA as they've changed leadership. They've changed their focus, and I appreciate how that has changed too. Okay, next item, academic achievement, performance qualified school district, Dr. Killian.
So here's my stake in the ground, future thinking. One of the things that we've lost in our school districts in Indiana is professional development. If you do any research, you will know that the more professional development we offer professionals, and it's quality professional development, let me qualify that, the better off our students will be. So we are a performance qualified school district by the Indiana Department of Education, which means because we are a qualified school district, we can get waivers of certain things. One of those waivers is the 180 days, believe it or not. And because we have enough instructional minutes in our school day, according, and we have this in writing, according to Abby, we could take up to approximately 4 days and utilize 4 days for other things that we want to. Now, it's too late this school year to get quality professional development established. However, what I'm recommending for this year, just to get this started and see how it goes, because these were 2 days we weren't going to be in session anyway, is to recommend to the board that we utilize 2 of these days and not make up April, the 2 days we were off, and not make up our days April 8th and 22nd, and allow the staff to have those days off, thanking them for all their hard work. Again, that was already part of our calendar. We had April 8th and 22nd listed as days not in session unless we had to make them up, and I have plenty of time, if you approve tonight, for me to notify staff, to notify parents, that we won't be in session April 8th and 22nd. Also, that helps us a little bit with some operational costs. Remember that 85-15 thing? That helps us with some operational costs. It decreases some of our operational costs. Now, if we do this and it goes well, then that, in my opinion, paves the way for us next year to look at adding professional development days into our schedule, notifying the staff and our parents well in advance so they can plan ahead, and we do a professional development day in September of 2019 and a professional development day in February 2020. And we work very hard at doing a stellar job of providing professional development. Our kids would not be in school. This would be for our staff. And that would be a conversation we would have the coming this month with WLEA, with the calendar committee, and I would bring that proposal to you based upon all that input at the April 1st meeting. So I was just asking, I thought I'd get your thoughts about this concept and also ask you to at least consider adopting the revised 18-19 calendar to cancel April 8th and 22nd as makeup days to get this started. I hope that makes sense.
Okay, let's get a motion on the table to approve the revised 2018-2019 calendar.
Okay, I move.
Second.
Okay, now discussion.
Did I hear something?
Yeah. okay, so with, now I lost my train of thought.
Sorry,
give me a break. Oh, I had a question and now I can't remember. Okay.
I'll ask mine and it'll come to you.
Yeah, I'll be here.
The reduction in operating expenses in part is going to be non-certified staff, hourly staff.
Some hourly staff. In our discussions with the administration team, there would be some staff we would call in to help, but there would be some staff that we would need for that hourly rate, as well as it could help us with some utilities and some other things.
And is the feeling, particularly at the high school, that they're going to have enough instructional days for kids in AP classes to be?
Do you hear that question?
I'm not on the agenda.
I know, but you could, if you want to talk about it.
That's a concern.
That is a concern.
We talked about that today.
Yeah, and I did hear from a few people, like our former math department chair, and he said he didn't think the 2 days would be an issue. If it went beyond 2 days, we'd need to have a discussion. Is that the way you took it?
Yeah, we hear that. And it may sound unusual, or maybe it doesn't. Maybe you wouldn't hear that in any other locales, but when we get to it, especially in high school, I would say all credit courses, not just AP.
Right.
But AP courses for sure are already, I mean, this is what I hear. I don't teach them, but that's what I hear from teachers. There's so much to do.
Yeah.
And the testing is earlier, it seems, all the time. For instance, this May, we're going to have, I don't know if you knew, well, you wouldn't know this, but we're going to have over 600 AP tests. And where three to four years ago, we were 225. Mm. So we spend a lot of May testing.
Yeah. And this is a concept, and what we're trying to do is to see how it would go to prepare for professional development. And in talking with the WLEA group that comprised of elementary as well as secondary, they were all, in my opinion, very supportive of the concept.
the potential to split the difference and do one? Does that do anything for you?
Well, it could, but if our goal at some point is to add professional development.
Right.
You know,
just to clarify, I was thinking about next year. So this year I get the idea. People would plan on those days and so forth. I'm talking about it really part two of his comments.
Right.
And in the future, it's something to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we couldn't. But.
Yeah, and I think the feeling is 2 days is palatable. 4 days might be tough.
Okay.
So the thought is try these 2 days, see how they play out. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You always use another day and make it up. But I don't want to.
I guess that was my question. It was about the two-hour delays. So
2 hour delays?
Yes. So because it's instructional hours, so mm-hmm. those then would affect.
They would.
Those.
And that's,
so how is that play into this?
Well, let me tell you that we always have a backup. And
okay.
I'm not saying this publicly, but we have enough instructional days. I guess I am saying it.
You're public right now, to be clear.
We have 5 days.
Okay.
I'm using 1 day for the two-hour
delays. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just so you all know.
That was my question, is that what was the two-hour delay? Was
yeah.
that built
but
in 4 days
you also
or
have,
okay.
now think about this, if we just use 2 days, we still, if you were to use the 175-day calculation, which I don't want to use because I like to keep that as a backup,
right.
you still have two additional days here that we haven't utilized in this performance-qualified school district.
So if we have snow days that are unanticipated, we could
mm-hmm.
not have to make those up potentially.
Correct.
Like Friday?
This Friday?
Yeah, 3 to 6 inches.
Really?
Yeah,
that's what I heard
just
on the news.
And
no,
it could
no.
be 6 to 9,
okay.
depending on how that
no.
shifts.
Really?
That means it's going to be flurries.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he said the models are lining up.
No.
It's definitely going to be 3 to 6, and he said like Fowler area. I think they had 6 to 9, just like northwest of here. But he said if that changes, shifts, then we could. But it looks good for 3 to 6.
Now see, my weather app says chance of snow 40%, 1 inch accumulation.
Okay, well, we'll stick with that.
Yes,
Chad
Evans.
Saturday doesn't look so good. Chad Evans.
Well, it's Monday. 70 degrees and sunny on Friday.
Yeah.
It's only Monday. We'll yeah. just, you know, we'll let that ride for a few more days.
Well, I'm not feeling so good.
Now you're not feeling so good?
All right.
Maybe I should wait and do it after Friday. Anyway, my thought is that we try the 2 days cancellation April 8th and 22nd, and I would even clarify to say if down the road we need those days for additional cancellations, we probably would look at one of the later dates and not worry about April 8th and 22nd because we have some snow makeup days at the in May. What do you got?
There it is. Thursday night, Friday morning, 3 to 6, 6 to 9. Yeah.
Thursday.
No,
night,
I watched
Friday
the news
night.
Before I came. So
that's why Chad. I brought it up.
But you know,
it'll change.
It can change.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, what's your pleasure, everyone?
All right.
Any thoughts from our teachers out there?
Yeah.
Since
we're all still stuck on snow.
I thought it was favorably received at board teacher discussion last Thursday. Have you heard anything since from amongst the teachers, Mary Dell?
I don't know
Randy?
That they know.
Oh.
I sent it, I said pending board approval. I was very careful about that.
Oh,
and I
okay.
said there's a possibility of this. I got one email of Yahoo. I got another thumbs up in the hallway. I did not hear anything negative.
Okay.
Yeah. So, of course, there is a little bit of AP concern.
Yes.
And as far as the weather is concerned, I know a lot of us going up to spring break have a lot we're packing in. I have presentations all week long, so that's, I guess, the bigger concern, but April 8th.
It'll change.
Yeah.
I'll get on my knees tonight, like I do every day. So what do you guys want to do?
Yeah, any other questions?
No more questions.
All right. I'll call the vote. So we've got a motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed signify by saying nay. Okay. Approved.
Thank you all. I'll let you know how it goes after Friday.
Next item is summer schools camps. Mr. Swift.
And we've had, I had in the packet the review again of the Indiana Online Academy, which you'd already approved for the high school, but that'll only be our state qualified reimbursement summer school program that we'd have. And then I also include the camps, the summer strings, summer band camp, and the STEM camp will be held again this summer. You can see the detail about that, so we'd recommend your consideration for those camps.
Do we need a motion on this, or is this just info?
I'd go ahead and do a motion.
Do a motion, that's what I thought. Okay. Is there a first?
I'll move. That's okay. Ross, what's the status? Last year we had summer camp activities using that makerspace trailer, and that's not on here. Is that not being utilized this summer? Is it? What's its status? Do you know?
No, I don't. That's a good question. We had that, and they'd used it some during the year. I'm not sure. Is it, Amber's over there at your building? That
the trailer is over, yes.
Pardon me?
The trailer is over there, yes.
Yeah. Has it been
used? I don't know.
Okay.
I know this, they were going to do this over at the junior senior library because of the construction of Cumberland.
Correct. Yeah, and I thought he did it last year at the library. I didn't know he used
the did the STEM camp, but he did not use the makerspace for some other smaller camps. And
okay.
It wasn't just Mr. Brantley, there was another
Mr. Warner,
Cumberland teacher who did it as well. I just am curious if that's
being
utilized,
that
resource.
That. Yeah, I can find out, but Dave hadn't saying to me about using that. Just this is all he'd mentioned to me.
Yeah.
I just wondered if it was because of construction that they didn't use it.
I don't know. We're paying for insurance for
it,
so it'd be nice
mm-hmm.
to know that it's mm-hmm. being used or
I'll
not.
I'll kind of follow up
okay.
and
yeah.
get back to you.
Well, and it's not summer yet. If other requests
correct.
Come in.
Please
maybe.
Get to summer.
I won't be able to approve those.
3 to 6 inches.
I'm sorry.
You two are troublemakers over there. You derailed the whole meeting.
I'm going to send Judah to come hang out with you. He said, I can't wait for spring break because it's going to be like an open the pool. It's going to be a long time for that, kiddo.
All right, we have a motion and a second on the table to approve the summer school camps, or summer school and camps as presented tonight. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion carries. Next item is rep proposal.
We have a proposal for our Key Latch program. I asked Bob Reiling, he made some adjustments for us, which I appreciate. If my understanding is correct, this is actually something we should do annually, but we haven't done it in quite a while. So we'd like to get permission to do the Key Latch RFP proposal and see who applies, and we'll put an administrative team together to vet the applications, and then we'd bring a proposal to you once we get the request in and who the administrators select.
I didn't see in here, is there a...
It's number 5.
No, I see that. I just had a question, or maybe we just, is it just for a vote that we go forward with Key Latch?
Well, we have to, it's
okay.
an Indiana Code
question,
requirement,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get a motion on
yeah.
the table.
Sorry.
I'll move.
I'll second.
Okay, now we can continue with discussion or questions.
I didn't see anything on the requirements of the employees as far as, are they teaching children early in the morning and after school? I guess I don't know enough about the program to know.
It's like wonderful weekdays.
We are required to provide a service for children to mm-hmm. Have care, child care, before and after school.
So it's babysitting, basically.
Child care.
Well, I guess that's probably not typically the term.
So if they will, you know, if they offer programs and enrichment programs, we'd love to see that. That's what we want.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed signify by saying nay. Did you have another question?
Nope.
Moving on, next item, enrollment form.
I recommend the board's approval of the revised enrollment form so that our administrators can start using them as quickly as they can. Again, Bob Reiling's been involved with this, and Abby with the principals have made the revisions.
All right, is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion carries. Next item, donations.
We have a donation from KJG of $6,200 to be used towards the Kelly Family Legacy Project. The Reamer family has donated a piano to the Performing Arts Department at a value of $4,000, and then we just received a $2,000 donation to our Arts Department. And so we recommend your approval of these generous donations.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion carries. Next item, approval of numerous field trips. West Lafayette swim and dive to Indianapolis, beginning of February. West Lafayette wrestling to Indianapolis, mid-February, and then swim dive again to Indianapolis, latter part of February, so those have already occurred. Social Studies Department to Washington, D.C. This will be over spring break. French Club to Chicago the end of March, and then the robotics team to Kokomo for their state competition the mid-April.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that's a lot. So you've read all about the different field trips. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion carries. Next item is personnel report.
I recommend everything listed in the personnel report for your approval.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion carries. Next item is accounts payable. Mr. Swart.
Okay, we had a total of $3,916.51.63. A couple items on there. That GLCA is the Greater Lafayette Career Academy, which we're involved with TSC and LSC on our kind of restructure from the old Wildcat Creek into our own three-school cooperative. So that's one of our dues that we pay. You'd approved a couple board meetings ago, $45,000 for content filter licensing, so you see that payment in there. And then TSC with the bus agreement, it's an annual amount. They charge $1,000 a bus, so we got 13 buses to house or do maintenance. Now we do pay for the repair and things, but this is part of the overhead cost for them to provide service on the buses. Then City Bus, we still have that contract that used to come out of bus replacement, now it comes out of the operation fund, and that is around $13,000 payment to them. And then the one that's not a big amount, but it kind of caught my attention, it says glass breakage at Willis, and I thought, I couldn't think what that was, and checked it into it. What it is, we have some artifacts in there in a glass case, and so we have security monitoring on there, some of the Wizard of Oz thing. Mm. So if somebody breaks in there, it'll ring Rocky's house at night and tell him what's going on.
That's true. That's true.
Right to Rocky's. You personally are guarding the shoes then.
Yeah.
You better back your car in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that'd be my recommendation there, Karen, for the payment.
So let's get motion on the table.
Hey, that decreased our insurance costs.
So moved. Yeah.
Second.
Anybody have any additional questions for Mr. Slott? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion carries. Information to the board. I have none. Board and superintendent reports. Let's just start with Brad.
I don't have anything tonight.
Okay.
Public School Foundation met. The grant deadline is tonight, and their reception is going to be May 14th. The Education, West Lafayette Education Foundation also met. They got a $1,500 Kiwanis for the backpack program grant. They sent out scholarship families letters about the updated scholarship policy. And they also have a brick campaign. They're beginning Buy a Brick campaign, and the bricks are going to be located on Leslie Street at Grant. And they're $1,000, and the application is online.
Buy a brick.
They have some other goals going on, but none that they're ready to kind of discuss publicly.
Buy a brick.
Buy a brick with your name.
I do not have anything.
Oh, sorry. Yes. The Third House Rocky did a great job of kind of sharing what's going on in the state of Indiana on the political side, so I don't want to slow anybody down here tonight. I did attend the RDC meeting. Unfortunately for them, they moved me back in for another year to be on the board and to represent the West Lafayette schools. So.
Good.
So
that. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Board teacher discussion went through a lot of the things we discussed tonight, the performance qualified school district, the idea of the study committee, the calendars, of course, the construction updates, and some of the things we're thinking about next school year. Also, I just got to thinking that since we were in session February, and we didn't have to be in session if we missed Friday, it's a done deal. Ron's looking at me.
It's the new math, Ron.
I'm no longer surprised at anything I hear. Especially here.
Okay.
Oh, wait, somebody, didn't she have, Maribel, didn't she sign in to talk?
Maribel.
Well, we're not quite there yet.
Oh, okay. I thought you were panicking over here.
Oh, no. This is the Park Board report. Well, the weather has been good for the Riverside Ice Skating Rink. The season has been extended for a week. So the last day for the ice skating rink will be this Sunday, March 10th. And we had a park board meeting last Monday, and we were presented with an excellent idea with between, well, it's going to be a collaboration between Purdue Rowing and the West Lafayette Parks and Recreation staff. They're going to be offering 2 one-week sessions rowing camp this summer for high school students ages 14 to 18. So the details are still being worked out. So yeah, that's exciting to utilize the Wabash River and then the expertise of the Purdue Rowing Club. So that will be neat. I guess we've got a GLASS executive session this Thursday at 9.
Right.
So that's that. Okay. Communication from the audience on non-agenda items. All right. Mary Dell.
Thank you for giving me just a minute or two. I actually have an invitation for the board and the audience to join WLEA in a rally that ISTA is organizing in support of public education. I think Rocky and Ross are aware of this, but it is Saturday, March 9th, the first Saturday of spring break when we're supposedly getting snow, but they have reserved the inside of the state capitol as well, so not to fear. But anyhow, I have some information. The rally starts at 1, and we are organizing a teacher carpool. Would love for you to join us. Again, our issue is not at all with our wonderful school board and our leadership. It's with those in the State House who need to support public education a little bit more, in our opinion. So if you would like to go, here's some information I'll leave with you. And if you commit to going tonight, I have jewelry.
Do they have a snow makeup day?
No snow makeup day that I'm aware of. But thank you for your consideration, and do let me know if you would like to join us.
Yeah, and this is a national movement if you haven't been watching.
Okay,
and it's getting traction in a lot of states.
Okay, thanks.
I was happy that West Virginia teachers turned back legislation on the charter schools. I don't know if you saw that. So that was a wonderful event, I think.
Okay, next, okay, so the next regular board meeting is going to be Monday, April 1st, 6:30. We are timed to adjourn. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
So this is Roberta's farewell meeting, or she comes
yes,
back?
Yes, thank you, Roberta, for everything.